What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: I'm grown and still having daddy issues. Dear Shirley and Uncle Steve, I am having a hard time dealing with the situation with my family. I've traveled around the world, got a couple of degrees, moved away from my hometown, and married the love of my life. In the last few years, my dad's health declined and he had to retire. Money got tight, and now he and my mom fight all of the time. I call my parents daily before I go to work, and each day it's a struggle to talk to my dad. He manages to twist every conversation into something negative. He constantly says that I abandoned him and my mom, and he says my mom is a bad wife, and he constantly tells me that he's old and dying. My mom is miserable and is leaning on the fact that they are Christians, and she hopes that their faith will see them through this. I have paid for counseling for him, and he stopped going because he thinks his situation is hopeless. By the way, his health is stable now, and he's off most of his medication. He says, I have changed since I moved away and got married. My dad wasn't always like that. He was an intellectual, hardworking family man that was involved in the church. I'm emotionally drained, and at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out my family. My husband does not want to relocate. This is breaking my heart. What should I do? Well, I think at the very least, you should visit your parents. And, phone calls are great and everything to keep in touch, but maybe they want to see your face. Sometimes, you know, your parents just want to see your face, and that makes them feel better inside. You can go for a visit, take some time off, you and your husband, or just you by yourself. Go sit with your parents, talk to your parents, wait on your parents, help them if they need some help. Sometimes they just may want to see your face. You know, don't feel guilty, though, because all you have been doing is living your life. Like you said, you traveled around the world. You know, you're educated. You got your education. You moved. You married the love of your life. So you're enjoying life. And that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. But I think it sounds like, you know, your parents are struggling right now. You're financially able to get them counseling and everything, but sometimes it's just not enough. Your parents, maybe, you know, like you say, they're getting up in age and they want to see you. I think that you should definitely take some time out and go and spend some quality time with your parents. Steve?
I don't see that. I don't see that in this letter. I see a situation that can be avoided. I see an old man that's manipulative. Now, here's what I see. I'm having a hard time dealing with a situation with my family. I've traveled around the world, got a couple of degrees, moved away from my hometown, and married the love of my life. Right there, should have kept going. Should have kept going. You've been all around the world, got yourself them degrees, and married the man of your dreams. You should have kept going. Going back home ain't always a good idea, y'all. You leave for a reason.
Steve?
No, Shirley, no.
These are her parents.
This her mom and daddy, but I want you to listen to the letter now. My dad's health declined, and he had to retire. Money got tight, now he and my mom fight all the time. I can't call my parents daily before I go to work, and each day it's a struggle to talk to my dad. He manages to twist every conversation into something negative. Quit calling every day. Call him twice a week. You quit walking into stress. You calling him every day to find out what? You love him. You don't have to prove that. But he gonna make you though, because he real manipulative. So watch this here. He twists every conversation into something. He constantly says that I abandoned him and my mom. What were you supposed to do? What were you supposed to do? Wasn't it his job as your father to raise you up to be an independent young woman? And that's what you are. Now you done abandoned us. You ain't left him. He says, my mom is a bad wife, and he constantly tells me that he's old and dying. Now, we all dying. Everybody in here dying. Soon as you born, you gets to dying. That ain't nothing new. I tell you the rest when we come back.
Okay.
Leaning on the fact that they Christians. Okay.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response. Come on, let's recap this letter subject. I'm grown. And
Shirley wants the girl to go by and visit, move back into town.
No, I didn't say move back.
Support,
I did not say move back.
Spend all her money helping his old ass. That ain't what we doing.
I said visit. They want to see her face.
No, Shirley, this is something different. You call every morning, go to work. He twist everything up. He evil. He talking about your mama. He said, I'm listening to this man talking about your mama. She a bad wife. You the one sick.
He's not sick anymore.
Well, that's what I'm going to get to now. Said your wife is a bad mother. Mother's a bad wife. Constantly tells me he's old and dying. My mom is miserable and is leaning on the fact that they Christians. And she hoped that their faith will see him through this. All right. Bible says faith without works is dead. And right now he ain't working. Faith without works is dead. He ain't working and he ain't saying nothing positive. That sounds like a good Christian. I have paid for counseling for him and he stopped going because he thinks his situation is hopeless. Oh, man. Okay, dude. By the way, his health is stable now. And he's off most of his medication. He says, I've changed since I moved away and got married. You did change when you got married. You were supposed to. See, now, they're using an emotion against you that's the most useless emotion in the world. They've applied guilt to you.
All parents do that.
And guilt serves no person. Except the person wanting something from you. That's why they could throw the guilt on you. My dad hasn't always been like that. He was an intellectual, hardworking family man that was involved in the church. I'm emotionally drained And at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out my family. Excuse me? Are you crazy? I am emotionally drained. So I'm thinking about moving back home, help out my family. Are you kidding me? My husband does not want to relocate. This is breaking my heart. What should I do? It's breaking your heart. But if you make your man move back, you might be breaking something else. Your mother and father are going to be fine. He's an old guy. And because he doesn't have the value that he used to have because he had to retire, it did something to him. He got to move past that. You done paid for counseling. He quit going because he think his situation is hopeless. So you going to move back to town and do what? Don't do that to yourself. You finna burn a lot of years of your life up that you don't have to. They Christians, let them keep praying.
She needs to go visit her parents. She doesn't have to move there, Steve. Just visit them.
She said move back. This letter ain't about visitation. Hell, and he talked to her every day.
She left that out, yeah.
She talks to him every day, and what'd he tell her? Something negative. You done gotten married. You done changed now. You supposed to. Mm-hmm. Man, stop letting obvious things in your life be a problem for you when somebody else look at it. Oh, you done moved out the neighborhood. You think you something now. Yes.
Didn't everybody else.
Yes, I'm something. I got out. Now, I don't think I'm something. I'm something.
I am somebody.
Yeah.
You ain't got the proof of it. And Shirley, I really tell you that's how I feel about this letter.
Well, I know that you do.
I feel guy that's dumping this on his daughter and making him and the mother her responsibility. They're not invalids.
Right. They're all,
they don't need a caregiver.
Grown. I agree with you on that.
They're not getting put in a home or nothing. They in their house.
It's not even about that. I just think sometimes, well, I know in my family anyway, sometimes, you know, I remember when my grandmother, we used to go visit her, it would just make her whole face light up to see us. She didn't see us that often. Right. But when she did, it would just make her whole face light up. And sometimes that's right. What it is. She would never say, come and see me or anything like that. She would never say that, ask us to come. But she always wanted us to. And when we did, it made all the difference. Yeah. We didn't move in with her. We just went to visit.
Come, but don't.
So you gonna ignore the letter?
I'm not ignoring the letter. I'm giving
her. She said
her...
I'm emotionally drained, and at this point, I'm thinking about moving back home to help out.
I don't think she should move back. I never said that. I think she should go for a visit to check on them.
Short visit, a one night.
Yeah,
get out.
Sometimes phone calls don't do it. You know.
Oh, you think the phone call ain't gonna do it? You get it. You get it in somebody's face that's manipulating you and using guilt as a prop. You do that. I'm telling you, this is going to be nasty. She should go see her parents. I agree. Cool. But when you get there, you ain't going to like it. You're going to want to be on that plane so bad. You're
going to want to be back on that phone.
Yeah. And that's okay. But at least she'll know for herself. She'll put
it's
eyes on
them.
It's
her damn daddy.
Haven't you heard that expression? I just want to put my eyes on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's her damn daddy. Have I heard that say? I thought you said I just said it.
I just let it fly. Yeah. You ain't listening to me. I'm on fire with
you. Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, I heard it out of my own mouth.
You said it's profound.
Somebody killing them.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she should move back. And you know, she's going to have problems in her marriage if she moves back because her husband doesn't want to relocate and all of that. But I just think she should go visit her parents and see for herself what's going on.
Yeah,
it's okay. We can agree to disagree. It's all right.
We
don't stay long. Mm-hmm. Just
we
high and by. Mm-hmm. Like a high and by.
24 hours.
No, that's too long.
That's too long.
Yeah. For me. I'm talking about for me. Yeah.
I wish Jay could have been the daughter and you could have been the cantankerous dad, Steve, in this letter.
We can do that. I mean, whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we do have to go. I think we'll have a reenactment when we come back.
I love it. I love it. Wonder who I'm going to be.
Dun, dun, dun.
In the meantime, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, what do you know? A reenactment. The letter today, the subject. I'm grown and still having daddy issues. Right after this. The Strawberry Letter today, the subject was I'm grown and still having daddy issues, Steve. And it was about a young lady who wrote in who's having a hard time dealing with her family, her mom and dad, to be exact. She's left home a long time ago, traveled the world, got her education, her degrees and everything. She moved from her hometown and married the love of her life. And she's living her best life. But her parents were sick. Her dad's health declined and he had to retire. So money got tight. And she said her dad and mom had to fight all the time. And her dad's really negative. And he's saying that, you know, the daughter's changed and all of that. And she doesn't know what to do. They're Christians. And she doesn't want to move back. She calls him every night, and her husband doesn't want her to move back as well. So there's pretty much the recap.
Who I'm going to be?
Well, I
who do you think?
Yeah, the daughter. You're the daughter, of course.
You know, I'm not finna be her. So.
Steve is a mean old man.
So I'm her daddy that just turns, twists everything.
I'm the daughter calling. All right. All right. Ring, 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 ring.
Yo.
Ring. Hey, Daddy. What's going on? How you doing?
Well, hear yourself.
How you doing today?
Well, how was I doing yesterday, baby?
You was doing good, Daddy.
No, I wasn't. I ain't ever doing good.
What you mean by you're not never doing good?
I ain't doing good. I'm hurt all the time. I got sick. I had lost my job. Ain't nothing going right. I ain't like the counselor you gave me.
You retired.
No, you damn right I'm tired.
No, I didn't say you was tired. I said you're retired.
I said I'm tired. Mm.
But what you tired? You got money. I send you money. I call you every day, anything.
Oh, you call that money, huh?
Dang.
How much you need, Daddy? Whatever you want, I'll get it for you.
Obviously, what I need, you ain't sent yet.
Well, how much you need? Just tell me. I'll write the check, Daddy. What you need? Just tell me.
Me and your mama need at least $10,000 a month.
What?
No.
Hold on. Daddy, the connection here is really bad. Really, really bad. It sounded like you said $10,000.
Right.
I know
there.
You didn't say that.
And why can't I say that?
Well, you could say it now.
Well, that's what I said. Obviously you got a problem with that.
I ain't had no problem with what you need $10,000 for. What's that for? What you going to buy with it?
I got this house note over here.
Daddy, no disrespect.
We got to go down to the convocation once a year.
Daddy,
we ain't got money for that. We ain't never been on vacation nowhere.
Daddy,
your mama won't go on a cruise. $10 a month. But see, you don't want to help us, though. Then don't help us.
I'm helping you, but I've respected you all my life, Daddy. But I've never cussed you, but you're pushing it now, Daddy. You're really pushing it.
You talking about cussing your father.
I would never cuss you. I just said you was pushing it toward cussing. I didn't say I was going to cuss you, Daddy.
See, girl, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about your father. I've only cussed you out about 15 times. That's all.
Maybe more than that, Daddy.
25 times.
About 34, about 50 times you cussed me out, yeah.
And but how old is you now?
I'm 43, Daddy.
43. That's right. Just one cuss in a year and sometime twice.
So what did all this doom and gloom come from, Daddy?
I don't know where doom and gloom come from. It just came in here. I can't make it rain.
What?
I'm mean.
What?
Why are you so mean to me? I'm helping you.
Ask me where some damn doom and gloom come from. You gonna blame me for that fault too? You gonna blame me for that too? I don't know where doom and gloom come from.
Look at the bright side, Daddy.
Ain't no damn bright side. Bright side? You just said it was doom and gloom in here. Where you see bright at in that?
But you don't have to see like the bad part in everything, Daddy.
So damn stupid, girl. It can't be day and night at the same time.
You don't have to see the bad side of everything. Damn, Daddy.
Oh, you cussing me now?
No, I wasn't cussing you.
No,
situation.
Now you done cussed your father, and we Christians.
Daddy. No, Daddy, I did not cuss you. I said, damn, Daddy. I didn't say, damn you, Daddy. That's cussing. I just said, damn, Daddy.
Well, listen to this right here. Since we hurting each other.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. I hope you have a stroke before I do.
Whoa.
Now that's not
he
nice.
He is mean.
Ooh. Yeah, he's mean.
Don't move back, girl.
Daddy, I don't even know where you get them Trump tendencies from, because you didn't have one when I was living at the house.
What you call me?
Trump tendencies.
Mm. I didn't vote for no damn Trump.
I didn't say he voted for him. I said he acting like him.
If I was acting like him, I'd be rich and I wouldn't need no damn help. You're ungrateful. Yeah, that was wrong. I should have put you in foster care. That's what I wanted to do.
What?
And then your mama made you keep us. And then your mama went on talking me into letting you come out here. Now here you look at you. Your mama wanted to put you in foster care.
I know some of the fosters that live down the street, they're beautiful people, Daddy.
That's what I wanted to do. But you were going to foster care. You thought it was because their last name was Frost.
Well, the problem is this. You want me to come home, and I can't come home. I can send money, and I can call and check on you right now. I'm living my best.
You can't come
right
see about your mom and your daddy.
Not right now, Daddy. I got a husband.
See right there? When you got in trouble, who come up to the school?
You did.
Didn't I go up there? Now I'm in trouble. You can't come to the house. What the hell going on?
I didn't say I wouldn't come. I just said I couldn't come right now. You ain't dying in tomorrow, Daddy.
I was almost dead 2 months ago, girl. You saw that medicine I had?
You wasn't no almost dead. You just have dead ideas. You think you died. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Well, I just go on and let the Lord take me on home.
Oh, you're going to go there.
Sorry for yourself.
That's why I just go ahead on in here. Hope I wake up when I lay down.
Well, tell you what, Daddy, call me when the party over. I got to go, Daddy. I'm out of here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.